Hello, everyone.
Hi,
and welcome. Welcome. This is Ann McIndoe, your author's coach, and thank you for joining me today on Author Talk, a monthly helping of tools, tips, strategies, next steps, and resources to help you on your author's journey. And I am delighted you are here. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me. And so what I like to do is have everyone press star 6 to mute themselves so we don't have any background noise going on during the recording. So star 6. And then you can press star 6 after we're done when you're ready to ask questions, okay? So star 6, everybody. Star 6.
Of your
I like to keep things short and sweet, so the format for tonight's call is as follows. First, I'm going to just say hello, and I'm going to introduce our guest speaker tonight, Tamara Nashman. Some of you may know she's an amazing, extraordinary, awesome entrepreneur who's going to show you some really cool things. And then I'll spend a minute or two with some author resources, and then finally we're going to do our Q&A. And so during our Q&A, you're welcome to ask any questions about any aspect of your book, about editing, publishing, your online presence, your website, your blog, how to create products, marketing, branding, social media, turning your book into a movie, anything that has to do with your book. So, and you're also, of course, to ask me or to ask Tamara any questions that you like. Ask as many questions as you want. Just please ask one question at a time so others can ask theirs, and then you can ask again. And we'll stay on the line until all the questions are answered. All right. So, Tamara, are you there? Are you ready?
I am. I am, Ann. Thank you so much for letting me be part of this tonight. This is very exciting.
All right. Well, everyone, I wanted to introduce Tamara Nashman. And, Tamara, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, sure. Well, my background really is in television and media. I've been an on-camera talent for over 20 years and have spent a lot of time hosting and co-hosting various shows and working for huge global companies like Anheuser-Busch and Canon and Cadillac and Lincoln Mercury and Janssen and JCPenney and Coke and Sprite and Nike and just about everybody you can name at one time or another. So I took all that information and created my own company called Extraordinary Image, and I've been doing a lot of great image consulting for a long time. But the last 5 years, I've actually been working primarily with authors to help them with their marketing materials, their messaging, and putting together things that would help them penetrate their target market and be able to promote their products and their speaking and that kind of thing. So I absolutely love what I do.
Perfect. Beautiful. Well, Tamara created a one sheet for me. It's absolutely gorgeous. And if you go to the website, you know, www, so you want to write, go to my website. And if you click on Author Talk, it's up on the top menu. It's also a button in the middle of the screen. If you go to Author Talk, you'll see Tamara and her beautiful photograph. She's gorgeous. And all her information. And then there's a link there that will show you samples of the beautiful work that Tamara has included, has created. So let's start with the interview, Tamara. You know, you've been working with, you know, our authors and speakers to help them with their marketing, messaging, and branding needs. You know, so what do you, you know, you told us a little bit about your background. You know, what do you think they need to know to take the first step with you?
Okay, well, I think the first step is usually based on a consultation. When I talk with authors, I can kind of hear their heart and figure out what they really want to speak to people about, what the core message is that they're trying to get out and let the world know about. And so we kind of hammer down on that specific thing. And from there, we build marketing tools that will help them promote themselves effectively. And my marketing tools really consist of the speaker one sheets and the media sheets. Those are the big things that I that I work with. And in those speaker sheets, we figure out how we can best message their target market, and we create something that becomes a real arsenal in their marketing toolbox to help them reach those event planners, conference planners, meeting planners, so people that choose speakers for events.
Right. And so describe a speaker one sheet and, you know, and how it promotes their books and their message. What does one look like? What is a speaker one sheet?
A speaker one sheet is really an interface. It's a marketing tool for interfacing, as I said, with meeting and event planners and conference coordinators. And speaker one sheets usually will take very primary information that's going to be of interest to that conference meeting planner. And we'll create a power header at the top of the one sheet. That sometimes that's your book title, but a lot of times it's not. A lot of times it's just a laser focus of your message, and we'll create some interesting header for it. And then we do a nice bio, short bio about you, but answering the questions and the needs of that target market within that short bio. We'll list some speaking topics on the sheet that are real key for you, things that you want to speak to that audience about or that audience is really interested in. We'll put in some wonderful endorsements on the one sheet for credibility. We also add all of your credibility as well, whatever educational background or licenses or whatever that you have, so that they know that you're not a fly-by-night person. You actually have, you know, a valid background, life experience, as well as or perhaps your educational credentials. That's how we put it together. All your contact information, what have you, goes on that speaker sheet. And then that sheet is such a great tool because it could be a page on your website. If you have a speaking link on your website and someone can click on it, then this page will come up, this great page that's designed for you. Or it can be e-blasted out to your list. You can target it to specific clients or places, conferences, meetings, groups that you want to speak to by embedding it in the body of the email. You can send it out with a carrier like Constant Contact or MailChimp if you want to do a multiple e-blast. It's a great product if you want to use it to interface on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. So it has a lot of usages. Also, it's great if it's printed up. If you go somewhere and speak, it's better than a business card because they can, you know, in a nutshell, figure out who you are very quickly. And the thing about it is meeting planners and conference coordinators really don't have time to go spend 20 minutes on your website anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And with a speaker sheet, they don't have to do that because really the highlights are right there for them to see very quickly, so they don't have to spend all that time that they really don't have.
Mm-hmm. That's great. You know, those are all really cool uses of your speaker one sheet. Now, how does it differ from a media sheet?
That's a great question, Ann. And it's very important that you understand the difference. A lot of times people make the mistake and they send the wrong sheet to the wrong group, and then you don't get the response that you're looking for. A media sheet really interfaces with producers of television, producers of radio, editors of magazines, editors of newspapers. A media sheet is a very different animal because it really has story ideas, maybe 8 or 10 short story ideas that you could shoot out to a producer or editor for a quick interview or a quick article. It's not a keynote speech, a 45-minute keynote speech or a half-day seminar that you might be teaching if you were going into a meeting or a conference. It's really a soundbite almost. And they're looking for things that connect with the now, what's going on right now in the news with celebrities, with events, with the Olympics, with world calendars, with holidays, with global events. So however your story ties in to anything that's going on in the now, the media sheet is so handy because you can keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on and shoot your media sheet out to the ABC, NBC, Fox local affiliates or the regional or the national. If you do a little research and find out different shows that might tie in with your message, then you can easily Google the producers of those shows and shoot them your embedded media sheet in the body of the emails.
Right. Very nice. So how can authors use their media sheet to get publicity? How do we know who to call?
Well, you know, you have to Google producers. You have to find out the producers of the shows that you're interested in. That's the key thing. And you have to do research. It's not an easy thing, but it's certainly doable. Also, I have a whole slew of information, URLs for holidays and event calendars and conferences and meetings and producers and all sorts of things that I have available in my online courses. So that's all something that everyone on the call might be interested in. But locally, it's not that hard to find. And your editors of your magazines and your newspapers, that's a very, very easy thing to find in your local information. So that's a hard one. Regionally, it's the same way. It's always the best way to do it, and the way I've always done it, is through a Google search.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. That Google.
I know.
Where was that 25, 30 years ago, when we were in school?
Well, I know.
Anyway, there,
but you know what? It's
myself.
Great, because today, authors who want to speak or they want publicity, they can get it very easily. And, I'll give a plug to the RTIR, and you know what this is, the Radio and Television Interview Report. That is a great way to get publicity. Also, Jill Lublin, who's a friend of both of ours, she's fabulous for helping you get the publicity that you're looking for.
Okay.
National Publicity Summit. These are all things that you can look at for what I would call national publicity.
Wow, very nice. Okay, so are there any other tools authors can effectively use to self-promote?
Yeah, here's a real key thing, and I want everybody on the call to really listen to me on this one, because I probably work with 40 authors a month, 30 to 40 every month. And the thing that I notice so often is that an author may have three or four different websites, or they may have several different messages, or they may have different colors, or they may, you know, there's just so many things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kiss of branding death. It truly is. I mean, you cannot brand yourself that way. I suggest that really there is one website and that you have, you know, two colors, three at the most. You use the same headshot consistently. You figure out what your message is, and that's the message that you go with. You think about it for a minute. Anything that logs in your brain as a brand, McDonald's, the first thing you think of is what? Right. Everybody in the call knows the Golden Arches, right?
Yeah.
You think Twitter, you think of the
Bluebird.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Branding recognition, both verbal and visual. And that's a really important aspect of marketing yourself effectively, is creating that marketing synergy in all of your materials. That's why the speaker sheets and the media sheets that I create for my clients literally tie in with the website, with the picture, with the colors. Everything is created so that it all connects.
Mm-hmm. So is this what you do for authors for their branding and messaging?
Yes, I do. I'll take an author from, you know, right from the start, and we'll message them, and we'll laser focus what that message is. What is their target market? Who do they want to reach? What's the demographic? What's the socioeconomic base? Who are they reaching out to with their message? And very importantly, is that message something that their target market is looking for? So I recommend that you do a search engine optimization with phrases and words that have to do with your particular message and see how many hits are on those words. And if they're not being hit, there aren't people searching for it, then your job is going to be a lot harder to get out there as a speaker to sell your products and get booked. And if you can find that there are people searching for what you're selling, then the great thing about that is you can take those keywords that have hits in your search engine optimization and add them to your website, add them to your speaker sheet, add them to your media sheet to be sure that you're going to be located, going to be found. Write articles, write blogs, get your information out there with those keywords so that people can find you.
Very nice. I love that. So, because one of my subjects, my upcoming subject is creating your blog. I was going to talk about that for a little bit.
Great.
You sent me a really cool Tamra's tips, you know, for creating your speaker author one sheet. Can you share some of those tips with us?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And two, you know, I'm going to give a plug here because I just put a great online course together for those of you who don't want to hire anyone or me to do your speaker or our media speaker author one sheet or your media sheet. You can actually do it yourself with the program that I just created on the YouWillChangeTheWorld.com website. But here's some of the things that I share on that online course. You know, a speaker author sheet is definitely a powerful tool in your arsenal of self-promotion. You really, really have to have it if you're serious about speaking and selling your books and products. But you've got to have a high-resolution headshot. Very important. Everybody thinks they have a high-resolution headshot because they shot it with their iPhone. Not so. A high-resolution headshot comes from a digital camera, a professional photographer. It won't come for your iPhone, so please don't think it will. You have to have a high-resolution headshot. You have to have a high-resolution book cover if you have one. You want to make sure that the graphic designer that does this for you, or if I do it for you, that's a requirement in order for you to have a non-pixelated picture on your sheet. You want a really, really strong, attention-grabbing, power-headed header that's targeted to your specific niche market. That's such a key issue, because here's the thing. If the first thing on a speaker sheet, when a conference or meeting planner looks at a speaker sheet, if the header on the speaker sheet is not strong and powerful and compelling, interesting, engaging, then why would they raid on? They're not gonna go anywhere else with it. You've got to go to myspeakersheet.com. It's my website, and look at the samples and click on them, and they'll, you know, go full screen for you, and you can see some of the headers that are on there. Very important to build a strong power header to engage conference and speaker, as well as media. They have to have a strong header too. On a speaker sheet, you need 3 or 4 speaking topics that you're really well versed in. You got to write them in a way that compels your target market to want to hear you speak. So it's not just a anything that you do, it's got to be crafted in creative copy so that it's actually engaging. You want to make sure that you have a well-written bio. They don't need to know everything you've done since you were 6 years old. What they need to know is only what's really pertinent to your message. See what I mean? They don't need to know everything you've ever done. So you have to hammer down to that bio and keep it to the pertinent information that relates to your target market. I like for a bio part, a bio segment on my power speaker sheets to start with something that's kind of maybe a statistic that would engage that particular market, a statistics of interest, something shocking, a statement, though, that will really capture the need and want of that audience before I go into the credentials and the author as the expert on the topic. You got to say something that's going to make them want to bring you in, or to bring you in for an interview, or to bring you in to speak to their group. So you state the problem that needs to be solved, and then you're the expertise you have the expertise to solve the problem. You're the problem solver, basically. You want to remember to have a couple of power endorsements at the bottom, all your current contact information, and always try to write your copy from the perspective of the target market. A lot of homemade speaker sheets that I get from my authors that I work with are all about the author. They're writing everything about themselves, and that's cool, except that, you know, you won't engage your target market that way, because really they're only interested in themselves, right? So if you can write your sheet from their perspective and what they want, then you're on the right track.
Okay, very nice. That's really great. I love it. You know, I think that's been really helpful. And Tamara, to tell us how, you know, we can get in touch with you, you know, your website, your email, or whatever you want to share.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, my email is reachtamara@gmail.com, which is pretty simple. And Tamara is spelled T-A-M-R-A. There's no A in the middle. reachtamara@gmail.com. You can go to my website at myspeakersheet.com. And if you are interested in talking to me, or you're interested in creating your own authors and speaker one sheets, then I can give you the URL to my wonderful online course to help you do that. So I have all the information. All I got to do is reach out to me, and I'll be happy to help you, or I can create your sheet for you. I can make it. It'll be gorgeous. I have graphic designers that are just off the chain. They're so good who can put this together. So.
Yes, and, you know, and on the note of the online course, you know, both Tamara and I created our online courses with Peter Anthony Wynn, just an amazing, amazing man.
Oh,
and
yes,
his company, youwillchangetheworld.com, you can check out the online courses, both Tamara and mine and some others, some really great courses at youwillchangetheworld.com. And you can check out Peter Anthony at peteranthonywynn.com, and you can check him out. And he's a wonderful resource creating an online course and mentoring. He has a phenomenal mentoring program and business coaching program that he does. And I know a lot of his – I've been to several of his events, and I know a lot of his clients that are also my clients and become my clients. And it's a really cool thing to, you know, circle of influence to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So for my resources, as I wanted to recommend, youwillchangetheworld.com. I also wanted to talk about one little thing. You know, we talked about the speaker one sheet. Tamara described what that is. And she also described a media sheet. And then there's something that I create that's called a book summary sheet. And the book summary is about your book. So when you want to get an endorsement or a testimonial, you don't have to send a manuscript or a chapter. You send this book summary sheet. And if you'd like a copy of that, just go to the website, and I think it's already there. If it's not there, it'll be there tonight. And download this document, open it up, and type your own stuff in there. And it's an incredible tool, and it makes it really easy for people to do it's already there, the book summary form. It's already under author tools and resources on my Author Talk page. And it makes it easy for people to give you a testimonial. So those are my resources for tonight. And so let's open it up for questions. If you would like to ask Tamara or myself any question about your book, about one sheets or media sheets or book summary form, just ask away. Be sure to unmute yourself, *6. Do we have any questions?
It's a little intimidating to break in with a question.
It's okay. That's why we're here.
So my name is Javier Berezdin, and I'm finding the phone call extremely informative and useful. But for someone who's beginning, let's say, someone who really hasn't had much exposure, again, it sounds a little bit intimidating. Do you have any response to that?
Anne, do you want me to take that?
Yes, yeah, take that one.
Okay, well, I want to encourage you because everyone has to start somewhere. All of us have been there with our first book and hoping that we can get it out and get it sold and that people will want to know who we are and what we're doing. So we all have to take baby steps, and that's okay. It's part of the process. You know, so don't be intimidated by that. Just know that there are ways to and things that can help you get your book out, your message out, and let people know who you are. Because ultimately, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but ultimately you want to sell your book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you want your product out there. And really the only way that can happen is for people to know who you are, or at least something about you and your book. So it's just part of the process. Marketing is all, I think, frankly, Anne, and you probably would agree with me on this, I think marketing is the hardest part of the whole process.
Yeah.
It's the most daunting part. So if you can find resources like Anne, myself, Peter Anthony, whomever you reach out to help you with this, then do it because, you know, we're all on the same path, and we're all helping each other along the way here to get our information out, our products out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know, one step at a time. You have to start somewhere. And, you know, one thing that I have found very helpful, not only in my own business but helping my authors, is to have the vision. You know, what is it that you want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to have a book. I want it in the bookstores. I want to be a speaker. I want. What do you want? And once you decide what you want, you can visualize that, and then you can take steps, you know, action to get to that place.
Right.
Thank you for the answer.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you, Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What other questions do we have?
Hi, Anne. My name is Pat, and you were talking about the book summary sheet. Could you please, once again, just describe the path to get to that document? I can't seem to find it.
Oh, okay. So first you get to go to my website, soyouwantowrite.com. And then at the top of when you get to the website, at the very top on the navigation bar, the very top, you'll see Author Talk. And you click on Author Talk. And that will take you to the Author Talk page. You'll see my photo, and then you'll see all the photos of the guest speakers and the coaches and all my free stuff. And then when you get down to Author Tools and Resources, it's the last one in the second row, Book Summary Form.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. And be sure to use that. It's a great tool. If I do say so myself.
And you may.
Yes, you may.
No, pardon me while I break my arm patting myself on the back. Anyway.
This is Deborah Davis.
Yes.
This is Deborah Davis.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell if I'm up. Is it?
Yeah,
turn?
You're good. You're good, Deborah.
Okay,
go ahead.
So when we made the one sheet, Tamara, it was all decorated and beautiful with colors and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the summary sheet, the book summary sheet, should that also be colorful, or is that just like a plain Word doc?
You know, that's a very plain Word document for one reason that I didn't think about putting it colors. You could, one thing I do recommend is printing it on a light pastel color like yellow or pink or blue so that it stands out on somebody's desk. And but one of the reasons I don't have anything else on there is because there's so much content that there was no room for any graphics or anything like that.
Okay.
If everyone could mute themselves, star six, so that we don't have all the background noise, that would be great.
Hi, this is Mary Jane, and
I was just saying thank you. Go ahead.
This is Mary Jane, and I have a question about the kiss of branding death, multiple websites that got my attention, Tamara. Thanks. And I'd like to, I'm sure this applies to everyone, but my topic does not. I'm writing a memoir, and it has a very mature, it is mature for part of it, part of my former professional life, but it also is telling the story of me and my mother. So I'm at the beginning of my writing journey, and I have a couple of blogs for just my own purpose of creating my confidence and my content and just exploring and seeing, you know, I'm kind of just diving in. I gratefully have public health marketing background, so I'm really enjoying this call. It's excellent. And but my question is, so is it okay, are you talking about just promoting one website or blog in our material? I can't seem to fathom like cutting off blogs, to reduce, I don't know, probably why my book isn't done, but can you talk more about that, about multiple audiences or multiple blogs? I'm sorry if this question isn't concise enough.
Sure, absolutely. For instance, I have several clients. One guy you can look up, Alvin Day, who is, you know, he's a business resource genius, basically. But he has several different markets that he speaks to, and so for him, we created three different speaker sheets, but he has one website. And within that one website, he has various links that will take people to the different things that he does and speaks about and groups that he works with, et cetera. And so you can have one website, and I would have to, I have to know a whole lot more about you than what I'm getting right here. But if I had a chance to work with you and see your website, then we could figure out how to do this. Sometimes on one website, you can actually have a link that has drop-downs with other information in it. For instance, you might have a speaker sheet for two or three different markets, and the drop-down would allow people to see what you could speak about in different markets. But they have to be related in some way. You can't have a website that has very, very diverse subjects that don't link in together unless you are going to have completely separate websites. So, I mean, I have to know more about you personally before I can help you really nail that down, you know. And we can't really do it on this call, but
yeah. You know, one thing that I have found to be true, because I had that. I had, I'm embarrassed to say, but I had 12 websites. And every time I came
goodness.
Up with something, I would create a website for it. The author's bootcamp, the author's retreat, you know, the So You Want to Write. And I had a dozen websites. And then finally I learned, unfortunately it was only about a year and a half ago, that you should only have one. And that's what I did. I put my main website, So You Want to Write, and then I put, I got all the content from my other websites and made a page for that under So You Want to Write. And I do have, actually I have two. I have So You Want to Write and I have my blog, annmackandude.com. But here's what was really great about doing it. It took a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of effort, but it was worth it. And it was a big lesson for me. And so anyone who is beginning to put their website, you know, to put their online presence together, one website.
Yeah,
and
that's
here's
true.
What happened. When I moved everything over, my organic traffic increased, my visitors increased, my
that's
sales converted, all kinds of really good things happened. So, and now people sign up for my stuff. My calls are getting really busy. And so I really recommend getting one's website. And I'd like to ask the person that's fooling around with paper or something, a stapler or something on their desk, please mute yourself. Thank you. Somebody.
Great. Yeah, that, and it, when you became the So You Want to Write Ann McIndoe, that's when everything, when you became the So You Want to Write Ann McIndoe, So You Want to Write, that's when everything began to take off for you, because you're under one website, you're under one umbrella. Not that you don't deal with various aspects, but that's how you've marketed and branded yourself effectively.
Exactly, and that
it's
makes
really
a
important.
Big difference. Yeah,
yeah, it does.
All right. What other questions do we have?
It's Javier again. So talking about the website, and you recommended Bluehost. Is that the hosting website that you use for your website?
Yes, I personally use Bluehost, and I really, really like them. And in the 12 years I've been with them, I think I've had two little maintenance bumps when something happened and, you know, the servers were down or my server was down, but it was up in, about an hour, 2 hours.
But they always let you know if something like that's coming or something like that's happened. You get an email and it's fixed almost immediately. I use Bluehost too.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I really like Bluehost. And what I like most about them is that you can call them and someone answers the phone.
That's true.
In technical or in billing or in, you know, hello, somebody will talk to you, even on a Sunday night.
Yeah, that's true. I know we have other questions.
Yeah.
Oh, hi there. This is Perlette. I'm really enjoying this call. It's very, very informative. My question is with regards to the author's photograph, should you wait until you decide on the book cover before you take the picture? Because you'd like one that would, the colors would coincide with the cover of the book. What would you recommend?
Yeah, you can certainly do that. That's a good idea.
Okay.
If you have a designer for your web, for your book cover, or I don't know, Anne, you may have an opinion about this, but I really like to see pictures that are complementary to the book cover and not in some odd colors that clash and don't work well together. So, yes,
that's
I think that's
true.
A good idea.
Yeah, I would definitely, you know, I agree, totally agree with that. But I'd also suggest, you know, get a professional headshot done.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And what I would do is I would have one done right away. You know, and wear something, you know, something that, you know, maybe I don't think you're supposed to wear white, but wear something that would go with almost any color if you have certain colors for your brand that you already know. But I think you should get a picture of you right away so you could put on your blog, on your website, on
mm-hmm.
your business card.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a picture of yourself on your business card. It makes you memorable. It makes, you know what, when people have a business card with just words on it, they throw it away. If they
mm-hmm.
have your picture on it, oh, yeah, I remember
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she talked about so-and-so. And then
yep.
don't forget the backside, the backside of your business card. That is very valuable real estate. You need to have a message or I will help you or if you have, you do have this. I always ask questions because questions mean they need it, they want an answer and they'll call me for that answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suggest a professional headshot right away. For all these other things, and then once your book cover comes, you might get another headshot, or maybe that one will work for it as well.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
You're very welcome.
My question to follow back up on that, this is Deborah, is
uh-huh.
that if you're going to have a color scheme for your website, shouldn't you wait to get your picture done so that your clothing matches your website, or doesn't that matter?
You know, honestly, I don't think the colors have to coordinate. I think that's too matchy-matchy. On my book cover, you know what I did? I had a beige and a cream-colored blouse and little jacket, and it goes with everything. It doesn't matter where I put it, on my website, on my book cover, on my business card. It looks good because the colors, you know, are muted, and they go with everything. And this way you can have your picture right away.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sandy, and I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing a book, of course, and my product that I want to do with it is going to be an audio book and workbook. That's because I think the information that I'm giving doesn't require a webinar. They don't need to see it to be able to do it. The information is going to be in the workbook itself. Is there a special way I should maybe promote that will be different from just my book? That's question one. And question two, is that information that I'd want on my one sheet?
Well, on your one sheet, you'd probably want to talk about your book and your
okay.
system, you know, like I have my author
okay.
system, my
okay.
book, my
okay.
workbook, and my coaching.
Okay.
And so
yeah,
you
definitely put
that
on your one sheet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
you'd want to talk
mm-hmm.
about that. And as far as promoting, you know, you could have that on your website or, you know, you can promote that on Facebook or on Twitter and talk about it.
Okay.
And because you want to ask, I know I want people to go for my author system because they're going to get their book out of their head. They're going to get the results
Got
more
you.
Than if they just read the book. Tamara,
right.
what's your feeling
right.
about that?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think, you know, your products are something that you can promote on your website, of course, and on your social media, but on your speaker sheets and your media sheets, you can also list your products as well. Your book
okay.
cover usually always goes on the sheets. And then if you have an audio program or that you want to promote, then you list that as well. And you may even have the cover of it. If you have the JPEG of the cover of that, and that can go
okay.
on your speaker sheet or your media sheet as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
very nice.
Very good. These are great questions. What else?
Yeah,
what
they are.
Do we have? Yeah.
I have a question. This is Dr. Lynn from Arizona. Hi, Anne.
Hey, Dr. Lynn. Nice to hear your voice. I haven't
yeah,
heard
it's good to hear
time.
Yours, too. Thank you for doing this. I have a technical question, so tell me if I'm a little bit out of bounds here. But I have a whole long list of e-books and e-articles that I've written that I'd like to market. And I want to know if there's a technology where people cannot buy it once and send it to 100 friends for nothing.
You know,
for downloadables.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. I know a long time ago there was a ebook lock program, but you know what I would do? I would just go Google it. I would just, you know, protect, you know, ebooks or PDFs, lock PDFs. There must be. I don't use that a lot, but I'm sure there has to be a way for all the people on Kindle. You don't want. You're right. You don't want people just, you know, copying it and sending it to everybody.
That's exactly right. I'm thinking of Kindle.
Yeah, it's your intellectual property. How can you protect that intellectual property? You have a right to know
that's
how to
right.
do that. That's a great question. I'm going to be Googling that myself.
I have 33 e-books and more articles and a half a dozen books and more training manuals on the way. So it's a big issue for me.
Yes, it is.
And also the same within corporations. If you sell into corporations and you get hired by one part of the corporation, what's to prevent them emailing it to all their buddies?
That's right.
Well, you get a licensing agreement. When you go into corporations, now there's a firm answer for you there. Typically what I do with my clients, if they have a group, you know, or they're an employee or they have a group or a corporation, I have them sign a licensing agreement, which means they can buy the first copy for, you know, $900, and then all the other copies are $25 per person.
Right.
You know, or give them a license to make as many as they want for 1 year, but they sign a licensing agreement.
And then they pay a very large fee up front for that.
Yes, and then they can make as many copies as they want for a certain amount of time.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, you two, it's Siobhan.
Hey, Siobhan.
Hey, Siobhan. Hi. Oh, my gosh, what a great phone call. I have to tell everyone on the call, my name's Siobhan, and I've worked with both Tamara and Anne. I'm a client of theirs, and they are exceptional. They're the number top 1% in the industry.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
As you two, I'm so blessed to have had, have you as friends and your coaching, because I'll tell you, the guys on the phone, Anne got my book out of my head onto paper.
Uh-huh.
And it was magic. I mean, her material is just right on, and it really, it's tangible. And then Tamara, oh my gosh, with my extraordinary image, just helping me with my colors, and oh my gosh, it was, I'm very shy to people on the phone. I'm not, it doesn't sound like it, but I am. She's really helping with that. I could go on and on and on. But I just wanted to let everyone on the phone just know how wonderful these two are. And
thank you. I love you so much. I think it was a paid advertisement.
right. I was like, I have to say something. Yeah, and I wanted to ask you two. My book, I have my book. Now that I've had a challenge where, because I know that there's some people on the phone who haven't written the book and they'll get it out. And then my challenge, because you guys, we all have challenges, and like they were saying, baby steps. Mm-hmm. I skidded with the marketing. I like hit, boom, right against the wall. So what do you two recommend?
What have you done? Let's hear what you've done where you hit the wall.
I went to Steve Harrison's publicity summit. I interviewed with all the producers. I was able to get on, I think you saw, on Good Morning San Diego a couple of times.
Good.
I've done a number of radio shows. I have the one sheet. And so now I'm starting with James Malinchak, you know, after working with him, and I know you, Tamara, he's wonderful, that I'm going to start speaking at colleges now.
Good. That's great.
Yes.
Okay, do you have your college one sheet together, though?
No, not yet.
That's different. You know, I understand. That's a different market, and they have different terminology, so you want to make sure that you hammer down on that. Also, look at the APCA.com and NACA.org. Those are two great organizations that connect speakers with campus universe, campus college universities all over the country. And they just can't beat either one of them. I'm very fond of APCA.
Could you repeat
those
names,
please?
Two.
Yes, APCA, Apple, Paul, Cat, Apple, APCA.com, and NACA.org. That's NACA.org. Mm-hmm. Those are both the two organizations that connect talent with campuses.
Mm-hmm.
APCA is a little bit smaller than NACA, but that, if you want to speak in colleges, that's the route. That's the way to go. Other than the local schools that are closest to you, reaching out and reach out to the Student Life Advisor. Life Advisor. That's the person who holds the purse strings for the campuses.
Mm-hmm.
They decide who comes on and who gets paid to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you, because that's been my vision, and that's where I want to go, because you do that, right, Tamara? Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what can one expect an author like us to charge? What's the I know James started out at $5,000 an hour. And I know, like, Bill Clinton gets $100,000 for an hour.
Well, there's a range. 000. Generally, your speaking on campus is going to be anywhere from $1,000 for a school that's very close to you that you don't have to drive 15 or 20 minutes to $3,500 to $4,000, depending. I always ask the campus what their budget is, and then I work within that.
Oh, that's a nice way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, my gosh. You guys, I have to tell you, I just have to share this. I just got into the master's program at UCSD. So I was talking to the director, and I'm like, I want to speak. I want to speak all around the campus. So I'm psyched. You guys, if we do speaking, because it's my mission is to empower women around the world to design and build extraordinary lives. So, girls, get ready to go on some tours with me.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
That's great, honey. Good luck. Absolutely.
Oh, thank
that sounds
you.
Great. Sounds wonderful.
Thank you for sharing,
Thank you for sharing, Tabon.
Yeah.
I have a quick question, another question, sorry.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, you always talk about your affiliate products. So I was thinking, if I have my book, can I do a journal and get people to buy both of them together? Would that be
Absolutely.
A good idea?
Yeah, and the journal is really easy. There's a free template on my website that you can download.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, not all books lend themselves to a journal. Typically, books that are motivating or inspirational or how to do something, those make good books. Good journals make good companions to those.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any final questions? We'll take one more, two more. Any more? All right. Well, I want to say thank you, everyone. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you, Tamara, for being such a great guest and sharing with us all this really great information. And I want to thank all my author listeners. Thank you for being on the call.
Yes.
And if you have any questions, you can reach Tamara. Reach Tamara at gmail.com or Anne at soyouwantowrite.com. And thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next month.
Thanks, you guys.
You were awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you, everybody. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.